Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You know what? There's a lot of people in this audience, active duty military veterans and their families, who think they're in pretty good shape. Well, take a look at Phil Heath. Bodybuilding champion Phil Heath is a new documentary coming out called Breaking Olympia, and we'll tell you all about that. Phil, how you doing?
I am fantastic. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely, man. Like I mentioned, so our audience is comprised of mainly active duty military and veterans. And, you know, there's a fitness mentality that runs through the military. And I don't know if you've ever interacted with some of those guys, but quite a difference in what you do and what they do, right?
Oh, absolutely. And first and foremost, thank you all for your service. I know that freedom is not free. I've been fortunate to work with the USO and travel around the world to go meet with many of you and on base. And the first thing I usually ask those representatives at the USO is to take me to the damn gym. I want to go hang out with you guys. And hey, I tell you what, you guys are in there. And I really am excited, you know, each and every time. I can't wait to do another one because I'm trying to think the last time I did an appearance, I went to Gitmo. That's where it was.
Oh,
I went
wow.
To Gitmo.
Wow.
Yeah, I went there with Jonathan Goldsmith, the old Dos Equis guy.
Oh, yeah. And, right.
Yeah, we had a fantastic time, you know, and being able to just sit there and visit with everyone, you know, anything from playing the guitar with everybody and playing ping pong, you know, just hanging out and just doing some, you know, really cool stuff. Because I understand that a lot of the time you're not with your family or your loved ones back in the States, but let me tell you, I am the guy that will always, you know, salute you guys and thank you guys because I understand. I'm just a civilian. I have been very fortunate. And you guys keep us going, man. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Phil. We're talking to Phil Heath here on the National Defense, bodybuilding champion and the new documentary, executive produced by your good buddy, I guess, huh? Dwayne Johnson?
Not too shabby, right? You know,
yeah.
You get to hang out with the big guy.
It's not bad.
Not bad. You know, he's a wonderful guy and a real gentleman. You know, he and I were able to train a few times and just be able to chat about life. And he was one of the, you know, big brothers that I had regarding doing this project and how it would end. And one of the things that he taught me was understanding how to allow the fans to love you and to do some, and sometimes you got to do an event such as this Olympia for yourself. I mean, you say you want to do it. I mean, aside from, you know, your faith and whatnot, but you always end up saying, well, I'm doing it for this person, I'm doing it for that person. Sometimes you still have to sit there and say, I'm going to do this particular one for me first because I'm putting in so much effort into this and it isn't always about winning. And that's hard for me because I'm a highly competitive person, but I understood what he was saying because, you know, I had to watch him compete, you know, in the WWE,
right,
being a 12-time champion and him having to walk away for a little while and then periodically come back as we see today. But yeah, he was the one. I remember sitting with him in his trailer in Atlanta, and he just said, Phil, you got to really have a high grade of intention when it comes to this one, because we're also competing during COVID. So,
right.
So that was very, very strenuous on the mind, body, and spirit. But what a great friend to have. I'm very happy that he gave a lot of his time to this project. And, you know, we all know he's still in that damn gym.
Oh, my gosh.
Kicking butt. So,
yeah,
you know,
right,
he's doing really good.
We're talking to 7-time Mr. Olympia champion, bodybuilding champion Phil Heath. Phil, when did you get into bodybuilding? At what age?
It was right before my 23rd birthday.
Okay.
Right before, because I was playing basketball in college all 4 years, and then that ended in March. So we're like talking about March Madness right now. So in 2002, yeah, quite a long time ago.
Wow.
I played my last game, and then that summer I was playing in a pro-am, and then I just decided on that October, I'm going to wait until all my teammates leave, because I was still living in the basketball house, and I took you'll get a kick out of this, I took a 1.8 megapixel camera, and I set the timer and I took my first self-portrait, selfie, right? And I said, this is the picture. This is the picture that commemorates my journey as to being a bodybuilder.
Oh, wow.
And everybody, and no one has ever seen this photograph.
Really?
No. Maybe only a handful of people have seen this photograph. I did not post it on social media. For some reason, it was a godsend. It said, he told me, like, do not share this. And I am sharing this first of its kind in Breaking Olympia.
Oh, it's in the documentary.
It's in the doc. So everyone that watches get to see my starting point.
Wow.
And it's, I'd say it's pretty cool. Like, it was,
I'd say it's
pretty impressive. I'm very proud of it because I had a pretty good physique, you know, in college playing hoops. But, you know, obviously nothing like what I acquired over those years.
Right.
But it's a great starting point for people to see, like, wait a minute, this is what he looked like? Wow, I'm not that far from that.
Right,
Or wow, like, I'm on the right path, you know, so it's a good reference point.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, and I would encourage anybody right now, if you have not seen a picture of Phil Heath, Google that immediately, because this guy is a monster. I mean, this guy, I mean, Phil, you're one of those guys that when you walk into a place, I mean, people have to comment, right?
Yeah, they usually comment either with their eyes and they keep their mouth closed, you know, they kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or I do know what you mean.
They're like, oh my gosh, you know? So, and then you catch them, like, they dip their head and they're going into their phone and they're texting their friend, like, hey, I just saw this guy, you know? Like,
Yeah. So, I mean, give us some numbers here, like, bench pressing. What's your best?
The most I did was 505. The best I did was, on reps as far as dumbbells are concerned, were 180s. I did 180s before for 12 on each hand. So that was pretty good. And then I squatted 585, deadlifted 625. I didn't want to go more than that. I was like,
gosh.
No way. There's other guys that are much stronger with those better numbers, but I'm like, I'm not here to powerlift. I'm here to bodybuild, man.
We're talking to Phil Heath here on the National Defense, the new documentary Breaking Olympia, which will be out on March 26th. And so give us a sense, too, of those 18 years that you're talking about bodybuilding. Got to be some injuries in there, right?
Oh, yeah. I had a couple hernia surgeries, one in 2017, one in 2018. I had a torn MCL in 2018. And you know what? Those things come with the territory.
Right.
But I'm very thankful that I was able to push through it and still compete in 2020 with all that going on. You know, it's no different than, you know, an NFL guy, whatnot. But the difference is, especially with a hernia, it can be visible. So you have to be mindful of the fact that when you get certain injuries, that it can become a detriment to the aesthetic of your physique. Mm. So that's where it becomes very, because if you tear a shoulder and it looks different,
sure,
you're out of luck, you know?
Well, and you know, I kind of forget about that part of bodybuilding, but that is a big part of it, the physique and the appearance, right?
Absolutely. It is all about the appearance. It has nothing to do with how hard you worked. The judges don't care. It's all that matters is what they see.
So what is your defining moment that you can look back on and say, you know what, I'm very proud of that. I pushed through that and I made myself work hard at that. Is there a defining moment that you can look back on and say, man, that was my best?
When I was able to visit with my father, who was diagnosed with amyloidosis, and he was given a month to live, and he had told me to go ahead and whip the you know what on stage, and I happened to do that. Wow. And then he passed that following spring.
Oh, wow.
You know, I was able to, you know, have him at a show before he was able to watch me win, but then hearing those words, go give him hell, son, you got this. And I went ahead and not just beat the competition, but I beat them with perfect scores. And it was just awesome moment.
What a cool guy you are, Phil Heath, and the documentary Breaking Olympia coming out Tuesday, March 26th. Man, thank you for the time, Phil, and I can't wait to see this thing. This is going to be so inspirational for so many people.
Thank you, and you know, all the best to all, to you, your family, and everyone listening. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.